Mary Lynn Stroud is here this morning. How are you?
That was very smooth,
Thank
Scott.
Thank you. I've been doing this for a little while. I can figure out how to do that.
Obviously.
So you brought a guest with you this morning.
I did. This is National Parks Month.
Uh-huh.
And it's also the time of year where the City of Bryan starts recruiting citizens to serve on our many boards, commissions, and committees.
Yep.
So I'm very honored today to have Sonny Lyles with us. He is the chair.
I've never met him before.
I know. He's the chair of our Bryan Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. And I do have a little tidbit about Mr. Lyles.
Okay.
He is a former Bryan Municipal Court judge.
Yeah, I knew
so
that.
So be careful.
I never went in front of him.
He'll find you guilty of something.
I got in trouble in College Station. I'm right. Sonny, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing real good. And that was a ways back, by the way.
Yeah, it was a ways back. Good to see you now. Now, how long have you been on the Parks Board?
I think this is the third year.
Okay. And, you know, you're the chairman now, and obviously, by the name, we know what that's about, but give me an idea of the kind of things that y'all talk about in your meetings, how often you meet, how long the meetings last, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, we're going to meet every month. The meetings last anywhere from an hour to 2.5 hours, depending mm-hmm. on citizen input.
Right.
And we are assisted, of course, by the Parks and Recreation Department. Daryl Lovelett, who heads that up, the City of Bryan Attorney's Office. They're also there to make sure that we don't do anything or talk about the wrong things at the wrong times. But it's been a great conduit for the citizens of Bryan. You know, we're an advisory board. We don't have budget authority.
Right.
Although we'd tell the city council, just let us have that budget. We'll spend it. We know how we want to spend it.
Yeah.
But it's an advisory board, and it's a great place for the citizens to have direct input. You know, the city manager and the city of Bryan are busy with all the things that they do and all the services they provide. But for something that people are passionate about, something they feel there's a great need for in their neighborhood or in the community, then we're the conduit for them to come to us, express what their needs may be, and then we can vet that through our board and with the Parks and Recreation group and see where they are, see where it is on either a master plan or not yet planned, where it might fit in the budget, and where it is needed in the community. And then we try to assess some priority and send that up to the city council and tell them what our recommendations are. But it's been a great place for input, not just for sitting on the board, but a great place to volunteer. You know, we have a board of seven?
Nine.
We have a board of nine total that sits on a specific subject. And it's a great place, and probably the greatest example I can give you of action, because it's one thing to talk about it, is it was a few years back, and the Sadie Thomas pool had come under a construction deficit, and it was decided not to fix it up as it was.
Right.
So for a year or so, there was decisions being made on what to do. About 2.5 years ago, the citizens in that precinct came to us and said, here's what we'd like to see, and we'd like to see it sooner rather than later, and it was needed. And we were able to get that message to the city council and to the Parks and Recreation Board. They city council made the final decision, and 3 weeks ago, they opened a brand-new pool in the Sadie Thomas Park, which is exactly what the community needed. It was a great replacement for what was there and a great example of citizen input. Action by us as an advisory council to Parks and Rec. City of Bryan Council was aware of it. They made the right call, and there's a brand new pool out there.
The city has improved. The quality of life is enhanced and that sort of thing. So now, what was it that caused you? There's some of these boards that you have to have some special qualifications for, but what was it, the linchpin, that made you decide that you're going to take the dive and do this?
Well, you know, you hate to say that it's time to give back, but in some cases you feel like there's a need and that you've got the time. And for me, I don't want to say that it was something that has helped me going to extend my life, but several years ago, rather than trying to jog or lift weights or anything else, I got back involved with swimming. And at the Bryan Aquatic Center, which is a great partnership between BISD and the City of Bryan, I mean, it's a 24/7 pool. It's open all year long. It's heated. You know, we're swimming when it's 29 degrees
sure.
outside.
Mm-hmm.
Also in the summer, it has a tremendous amount of use during the summer, not with kids, but with lessons and the whole community using it. And those are the kind of things that I felt like not that you can have one of those in every precinct, but it's that type of involvement in a City Bryan Park where I felt like, hey, this is where I could have a voice. This is where people could come to us and say, not just for BRAC, but for all the things that we need. And so I did the easy thing, which was pull out the application, filled it out, send it to Mary Lynn Strada, and I got appointed to the board.
Yeah, there you go. And here you are 3 years later, the chair. Well, I appreciate the time you give, because it is, again, part of what makes our cities what they are is the people who do give their time back. And I appreciate you sharing what it's done for you.
Absolutely.
So, if they want to do this.
Well, it's very easy. There's going to be an application in your July BTU bill.
Okay.
There's also a form on the city's website at bryantx.gov where you can fill it out, hit send, it pops over to my office automatically. We encourage everybody. We need diversity. We need a lot of people. I'd like to see more women on our boards and commissions in Bryan as well. Yeah. We definitely have a need for that. And I have a mini-mercial that ties into National Parks Month.
Yeah.
This month's Bryan Lunch and Learn session is Picnic with the Parks. And it's going to be July 20th in the City Hall, Bryan Municipal Building, 300 South Texas Avenue, 12 to 1. Come have lunch with us. We're going to feed you lunch, learn about all about the Parks Department, what they do. There's a lot that they do that we don't have time to talk about today. You can go to our website to register or call 209-5008, and it's open to anybody, not just Bryan residents. Anybody that's interested, we invite them to come.
All right. It's a deal. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet.